There is someone for everyone. We're the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have Michael Phelps versus a shark's results. A Chinese MMA club adopts kids and then trains them to fight. Easter Island. Huge breaking news on that one. Police arrest a one-armed machete man. Hundreds of pounds of fish spill in God's country. 1.3 million Ford Explorers are killing people. No, we're not supposed to have bad things about Ford. We're trying to get sponsored. Yay, Ford. Nothing is wrong there. 30,000 to 40,000 minks are dead. And a hook thief. A different one from the first one. In Freetown. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast. All right. Big day. Huge day. Always another day.
Oh, today is an awesome day. Thanks for joining us on the Jetpack Supercast.
Man, there was more things to talk about in the intro.
There was.
Than there's
that was,
ever been.
That was one hell of an intro.
It must be episode 130.
Yeah.
It's a great time. I'm going to just let this song
episode
play.
Episode 130.
I was curious. I'm like, are we going to cut that off or what?
Why cut a good thing? Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Jetpack Superheroes.
Exactly.
It's all the same thing.
My favorite part about our theme song is how you can hear David sniffling in the background if you listen. He's just sucking down boogers.
I hit a stubby nose that day, guys.
Like,
sorry.
Wait, didn't Tchaikovsky have that? He had something way worse. It was called a nutcracker. We're not to get into it.
I just stopped breathing. I'm like all weird.
It was a bad day.
I don't know what Tchaikovsky had, but what we had was milk dumped all over us, unfortunately.
Yes, we showered in it today.
We filmed a project today.
Yeah.
Really funny project.
Been working on our film.
Unfortunately, we were smart. We were not smart. Hmm. No, we decided to write in a scene where we dump milk.
Well, we didn't write it. That was just the scene.
All over.
That was, yeah. I brought changes of clothes.
We just had an idea to dump
milk. They didn't
think
to.
Could have been anybody at all. Probably the person we always pick on. But could have been anybody. Don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, that's right.
But the documentarians, they came and they followed us.
Yeah,
and,
it was pretty awesome.
It was their thing.
So that was dumb.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part is this isn't even the weirdest thing we did today. This is just the first thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We had a lot more, and I mean, they picked it up in the cameras, so we'll be able to show you that later on.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll see it when you see it.
Absolutely. Not on this podcast.
No.
It's a new thing.
So further in the future.
The TV show, we talked about it. You better know about it. It's
going to be fun.
But no, I want to talk about some great things. We got a lot of great things to talk about this time.
Okay.
So many great topics. I want to start off with a pretty important one.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Right. Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I don't know. See, I thought I mixed him up with that Ryan Lochte fellow.
Okay,
and I didn't know if I liked him.
People.
Turns out he's the good guy.
He's
the
pretty
other
good.
Guy is the bad guy.
But
Michael Phelps is catching up to a simulated Ryan Lochte.
How so?
Because he wouldn't fight the actual Ryan Lochte. He's been letting people down lately. He was supposed to race a shark. We said, hey, he's going to race a shark.
That's what we were told.
Discovery
That's pretty awesome,
did
yeah.
that thing where they let me down immensely, where they say, we have footage of an actual mermaid. Just kidding. They did it again.
This is okay, so this was
they
Michael
said,
Phelps.
Michael Phelps is going to race a shark. Allegedly. It's CGI.
No,
that's
he raced
stupid.
A CGI shark.
So what did they do? Did they use data from the original, like the
they
actual
used,
shark?
Here's how fast the shark would swim. Here's how fast Michael Phelps would swim with the aid of a fin.
Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Michael Phelps with
like
a fin.
Well, if he had a rocket car, he really would have done it. But you know, he just didn't have a rocket car.
This
David.
Is some trumped up baloney.
Yeah,
that's some bull
simulations.
Stuff, you know,
yeah.
Some bull stuff. Just saying. I was so disappointed. Mm. I'm glad I didn't watch that, and I watched Tyrone Woodley defend his belt against Damian Maia.
I'd say I watched that, but I was asleep. That is not a good fight.
Yeah.
I wish
that really
was
wasn't.
CGI on the UFC.
That broke the record for least amount
Brand
of punches
new record.
Thrown.
Brand new
in
record
a
in a fight. Five rounds, only 60
A lot
punches.
Of dancing around, not a whole lot of...
That's
divided by two,
punches
that's about 30
thrown.
Punches apiece. Divided by five rounds, you're throwing six punches in 5 minutes.
And that's not landed.
That is one punch per minute, with the exception of one of those minutes, you threw a 1-2. Can you imagine that?
That sounds
in
awful.
In a fight where your job is to knock someone's head off?
I mean, I guess they kind of went out there and they said, you know what, let's try to do a grappling match.
Let's have a nice little EBI. Congratulations, yep. EBI, by the way. Just had another event.
At least we know that Tyrone and Damian are not feeling they're not hurt right now. I think they're feeling great.
At the very end, though, of the fight, I remember at one point Paul says, I can't even tell who's winning. This fight is so bad. And it just happened to be the same time as they have the close-up of the fighters' faces.
Yep.
And Damian Myers, I was like, swollen, see, completely shut. The other one's mostly shut. He had a glove covering half his face in his corner, and then he had the big old ice paddle covering the other part. He looked... like that part of if you played old school video games and the health meter was the guy's face.
Yeah,
Doom.
And it would just get mangled.
And he just was like that two shots before death.
Yeah. I'm barely paying attention. Paul says that, and I'm like, I think the guy with the swelled eye is losing.
I didn't even catch that.
The man whose face looks like somebody hit the red and then the paint bucket and then hit click on Photoshop and the whole thing just turned red. Like, he was fauceted. It was not good.
Sorry, Damien.
But he broke the record. Only 60 punches landed on his face. Not bad. Nice job, Maya. Good work. Other great work. I think like we dig deep for these stories, and we've done it again. We've dug deep into the Easter Island.
Yes.
Breaking news. Breaking news from an ancient civilization. Turns out the Easter Island heads have bodies.
Really?
What is it? Stone statue heads.
That's crazy.
So they're not talking like arm, like limbs that are in the rock or whatever.
It's not limbs. From what I saw,
it looked like a Lego.
It's just like a little stub.
Huh. Yeah, just look like a Lego.
And here's the thing: is you have to figure they had to put something in the ground for that statue to stand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You're not gonna have that crooked head just standing there like that. Yeah. Something clearly. Yeah.
Imagine that being the case. You just pop the thing down
and just hope for the best.
It gets carved by somebody.
Listen,
yeah,
I'm going to build
there.
This thing. Later on, get my wife to stand by it, okay? I've been trying to drop a hint. This time, I just drop a head. No big thing.
You dig,
and then you look
you
at the
You dig all that way down, and it's like, oh, that's just another part
heads,
of the stump.
Heads will roll.
We dug for days. Look what we
Ancient
found.
Ancient funny.
Can you imagine if they did all that digging and there was nothing? Like it was just a little like.
You think it'd be
just
weird?
Ended.
You think it'd be weird
a little
if they were
the
like,
end.
Imagine if they were digging down and I don't know. Maybe it's because it's one of those late night podcasts we do. But imagine if you're digging down and then it's just like, all right, I didn't expect that giant wiener to be on that statue.
That is horrific.
Oh, look, a giant. All right, bury it again. That's why they buried it. They made it for the queen. It's just giant wieners, and then they're like, all right, cover the wieners back up. That's, well, then never going to tip over in a typhoon, that's for sure. That thing's safe.
Some guy digging, just like, oh, it's like Wiener Island now. This is just weird looking.
I was gonna say, they go to the archaeologist, and they're like, what did you guys discover? Nothing.
What'd
was
you get?
Nothing.
We're not going to talk about it.
They just start chuckling. It wasn't a wiener, whatever you're thinking.
No, and that wouldn't even be the weirdest news story on our podcast if they did find wieners. That's the thing. If it was like Wiener Gate,
oh, those Easter Island wieners.
What do we have that's weirder than wieners?
Oh man, we have got not one, but two stories that I thought were almost the same story.
Okay.
It turns out police arrested a one-armed machete-wielding clown.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That sounds
so
like
was
a bad
he,
horror
so
movie
he was
villain.
Wielding the machete, not in his one arm that he had, though. From what I understand, he attached it to his nub.
He Captain Hooked it.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
know,
wow.
That kind of thing. And then, like, it said he attacked the man that caught him stealing. Like, they kind of brushed off the fact that this dude was stealing.
He was stealing.
They made
something.
You feel bad for him because he's got a prosthetic limb. But really...
He was also wearing a
he
clown
was
mask.
Stealing somebody's stuff.
Running
and a
around.
A clown mask with a machete.
That's not cool.
I'm just kidding.
That's not cool at all.
You know what? That whole story?
Yeah.
My bad. I mixed it up. Because there's another actual story where a man got caught stealing.
Oh, yes.
And he had a hook and for a hand.
This story, actually, that one took place in David's backyard.
Yeah,
backyard
it was Freetown. In Freetown. Which
now, we
I
say
must
David's
say,
backyard, we use the figurative term, not
that's
the
right.
actual literal
term. Freetown is never often in the
Although,
news for anything, any kind of
sure.
good stories, like animals might get loose. Oh, they found a cow in the state forest because, like, you know, it escaped a farm nearby. So, but it's never any good stories, and then this happens. I'm like, so a hook hand guy was being arrested.
David, hang on. Wait. You're telling me.
It's happened before,
Freetown,
man.
Freetown, Massachusetts isn't a Gold Coast plethora of just good, feel-good
Surprisingly
stories
Surprisingly not.
Of the part of the woods that's literally named the Bridgewater Triangle of Hell. You mean nothing good's coming out of the Bridgewater Triangle of Hell?
I can't picture it.
That's ridiculous. How come that's not...
That's
you mean brain surgeons and superheroes.
Don't
and
you'd think more of that would happen, but the problem is
when
not
your population
exactly.
is more satanic cult
than actual
than it actually mm-hmm. is a population of people.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Turns out bad yeah. things happen.
Yeah,
and then you find good. A guy with a hook.
Now,
hand.
do you have like do you know who a hook, like the hook neighbor is? Like,
that's another thing is you don't have a lot of people in Freetown.
Yeah,
everybody knows the hook guy.
He looks like could be a neighbor of mine, like one of those people.
I'm
but
let me ask happy you. That you realize this now on the podcast. I'm so happy we asked for it now, David.
But I do not know the man.
We're
going
to say this funny joke. Do you think that you know this guy?
Actually. I unfortunately might, because I live in Freetown.
So he looks like a neighbor of yours. I have a question for you, David. Does this neighbor have a hook for a hand?
He does not.
Then it's not him. I'm just gonna level with you right now. It's not him.
I'm aware of that portion. I was saying, look.
Can we just recap
of the neighbors that I've seen? He looks like
think,
he could be one of them.
I don't think anybody realizes what the hell just went on. Hang on. Let's recap.
I do not know that man.
This
that's
man
what you're asking.
May or may not live in Freetown. Maybe David must know him as a joke. Ha ha ha. Actually,
he is not.
He looks
my neighbor.
Like my neighbor.
Okay.
Hang on. I speak Davidanese. Paul says as he says, David, does that man have a hook for him? Oh no. Is that an important detail of the story? Do you mean if you have? You have to have a hook for a hand to look like a guy with a hook for a hand?
My favorite part.
How in the hell?
Did you? I think you were so busy choking on
your... I choked on myself. I was trying to drink a tea.
You missed the best part when David said, oh, no, no, no. He just looks like a man who could be my neighbor. So he looks like somebody
who... looks like a man that could eventually move into your neighborhood. Do you realize? What is that? How the hell...
All right, Paul, look, we're putting this as the highlight. This is an easy 1, 2, 3, done. That's a...
Wow. He looks like a man that could have been my name.
Old
I'm
going to
jump
himself.
Off the rails here. I'm going all the way full track right off. Davia, how's your apartment search coming?
Still going.
Yeah. Do you look at people and think, like, that guy might be my potential neighbor?
He could be my neighbor.
That guy might be my potential neighbor. This guy over here. He's charging me
am
rent
I gonna
for
see
a parking
that guy
spot.
With the hook hand down the hallway or next door?
That's ridiculous.
The search goes on.
Man, oh man.
I'm happy that happened. That was two stories, and the real story was David may or may not believe that he can profile people that can and cannot be his neighbor in Freetown.
So David once had a neighbor that was an amateur hot dog chef. So he opened up a hot dog restaurant out of his own home, up a sign. And I didn't have the guts to try it, but
hot dog thing in your own home.
Yeah, he put up.
What
a
is
sign,
he?
Yeah.
The John
I've driven
Booth
by these houses, and you see these family owned. They have hot dog stands at a trailers, and they have like their own Christmas tree stands. They just sell Christmas trees. The hot dog sales being the kind of weird one, obviously. But
yeah,
but like you drive by, and like, I wonder how many sales they get a day of just this homemade hot dog stand.
Wow,
I never actually purchased one. But
you're the neighbor, man. Keep in business. What happened to them? They still live there?
I have no idea. I don't really.
They don't sell hot dogs.
I don't talk
anymore.
To them a lot.
I think
ever.
The health codes might have.
You think they were like, yeah, you can't sell hot dogs out your house, lady. This is Freetown, and we put up with a lot of weird shit.
But this
got a
is,
satanic
I'm
cult.
Because when I first drive
allowed.
By this, and you just see, and I'm like, what is it? Just a random hot dog stand? Like, is it a trailer? They made their own family hot dog stand. Interesting. Okay.
Listen, you ain't got a hook for a hand. We're not just letting you do whatever you want.
My favorite part about David's neighborhood is when I drive past his house and there's like three kids, or not even kids, but teenagers into adulthood that stand outside his neighbor's house and they just look at you the entire time as you're driving. Their eyes.
That was one of the best things. You would see a house practically on top of the road, like a little dirt driveway 2 feet long, and you see a dinner table. And yeah, like you're saying, like this kid's sitting there. As you drive by and look, the heads just glare at you. I'm like, that's not creepy at all.
Ding, 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 ding.
One or two of them might even like holler, like, what do you want? I'm like, I'm just driving by, dude. I don't know why you want to cut us. That's weird.
How come nobody's ever friendly to us? All we want to be is their friends.
Why are you in this neighborhood?
Why are you in this neighborhood? You ain't got no hook for a hand. All these hooks, ain't nobody wound up dead or nobody.
Oh, man.
And in front of one of the yards, they had this little doghouse, a homemade doghouse. Yeah. And they had a for sale sign on this homemade doghouse. It I've sat there for months. Like I swear, like a whole year driving by every day. I'm like,
sell the doghouse.
No, I get that, but it always sat there
though.
They're
actually selling the property with the
doghouse. It was just a weird sight.
You're not moving into that doghouse.
No, I'm very aware.
Home with you.
That was not my plan. It was just strange to see this little homemade doghouse. I'm like,
seen it for sale.
Oh, they're still selling this thing. Months later.
It's for sale sign on a picnic table. You could buy the property. All you get is a picnic table. You imagine that? You just buy the picnic table.
But
for
I
the
could
property.
Build my own box on top of it.
Man, I shouldn't say much because
it's a great place.
In my neck of the woods. We get a lot of local news that should just go viral.
A lot of weird stuff happening.
A lot of people had a really bad day in Taunton, Mass.
Yeah.
And what happened was, hundreds of pounds of fish spilled onto Route 24, slowing
Man.
The already shitty commute.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Not what you want
to. What's crazy is my drive to work is like 10 minutes now, and that 10 minutes somehow became 45 minutes the other day.
Incredible.
And I was mad, and I was like, what did I get into? What happened? And then you sent me that text later on in the day, and I was like, my God, that explains it. Okay, that sucked. But
you mean somebody jumped hundreds of pounds of fish? All right, first of all, I got a lot of questions from this one. One, how do you get 100 of pounds of fish to leave the truck and enter all across 24? It's like three lanes wide.
That's impressive.
You jackknifed and then you like fish filleted. You jackknife and butterfly cut everything. Like you gutted and went. That's ridiculous. And then at what point did anybody go, oh, it's just fish. We'd probably just drive over it.
Just push it to the side.
Not like, ain't like you could be like eating that.
Yeah.
You ain't eating that. That's not happening. It's already hit the ground 5 seconds longer.
It's a 5 second rule, but it's a mound of fish.
They just call the world's largest wet dry vac to come in and suck it all up.
Do you think that they actually just like, they went through and they're like, all right, I see some white space in this market right now. Here's what we're doing. It's not cooked. It's as fresh as it's ever going to be. Start doing a drive-through sushi restaurant right on 24. We're going to see if we can go against the Burger King down the street. We're taking out that little mart there, a little S mart, and we're going to just put in enough money, put in some little elbow grease, make these fish, put them on some little seaweed wraps. We got it.
Be a good idea.
How come nobody calls me when these things happen? My other fish fantasy, as one might say. Not just the fish sushi. I don't just dream of sushi.
John's fish fantasy.
I also dream. This should just be a new thing on the podcast.
I feel like
John's
it is now.
John's fish fantasy story of the week.
This week in a fantasy of fish.
I said, you know, after we were being documentarized, we've done these things to David as like a funny. And I said, man, if only we could slap David in the face with a fish.
That's right. You did. You did.
That's like almost.
As one of the options,
proverbalized. Like when you have to prophesize it?
That's it.
Prophetic?
Yeah.
I knew that. Find the word. My prophetic limb that grows out of my brain saw this thing happen with it. Oh, man, it's going to be hundreds of pounds. I wouldn't smack Dave with hundreds of pounds of fish.
Just one.
Just one fish. One good sized fillet, I feel like.
Yeah.
I
could
just put right across
his dome.
Well,
you get fish mat today.
That'd be.
Bah!
I call it a cusk sclap. You're getting it.
I picture it to be like the size of David's torso would be the appropriate size.
I remember when I was a kid, wasn't there a video game of chess where they tried to make chess cool for a week, and it was like battle chess.
Yes,
and the lady walked over and
that,
she was like a queen, and she hit somebody with a salmon.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I
do
like
remember battle chess,
also
but I don't know.
Another fish story with John's fantasies of fish.
Could be. Sounds like it would
fish
be.
Fish fantasy with John.
But you know, maybe you could have just bought that guy's like 200 pounds of fish. I mean, you should have just
cook it anyways. You're gonna clean it, cook it. If you get the skin on it, you're taking the skin off anyways.
You should have just made an offer.
I know. I didn't. You know, I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until it was too late. I missed out on my opportunity. You miss 100% of the opportunities you miss.
Yep. Yes. Sure.
You're welcome.
That sucks. You know.
You're welcome.
Missing that.
I don't think that's what
that
saying
fish.
Is. But
that's a proverb. That's made it. It's much better than like the amateur verb. It's proverb. It's much better. No, but I think it wouldn't be as bad as if you spilt out 30,000 to 40,000 minks.
You know, I don't even know. I didn't even know what a minx was before I saw the.
It looks like a fancy ferret. It's just a fancy man's ferret.
Okay. Huh.
That's not really what it is, but
that's
you know,
what it looks like for, enough. For the sake
fancy
of the story.
So a couple of weeks ago, we had a story where they people broke in and released 30,000 to 40,000 minks out of this dude's farm. Yeah. They were activists. They said, okay, we're going to go in there. These animals have food and shelter and water, and they're safe. We don't like that.
That's not
we're
the way they should
let them go.
That is not it. Yeah.
And so they let them go, and they wanted them to be free and in the wild.
Yeah.
And it turns out when you take away an animal's food, water, shelter,
they don't
survive as long as you'd think.
Surprisingly enough.
So like if you were to take a couple of beta fish and you know, throw them into the Arctic water,
they're not gonna, it's not going to
go
be great.
It's going to go out good. You're going to have a bunch of very free fish cubes.
So these minks, they started they released them.
Yep, they released them into the wild. They cut the dude's fence. I'd be a little bit upset about the fence. You could have just opened the gate, idiot.
Yeah.
They cut the guy's fence, wreck his fence, ruin his fence. Now you got no good fence. All the minks escape.
Mm-hmm.
All these minks. And then the worst part was the farmer telling his side of the story. The guy saying, I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's not even the saddest part. The saddest part is all these animals that were my animals suffered. And I have to now go through and keep reliving the nightmare when I pick up thousands upon thousands of my dead animals.
That is the darkest thing.
And I have to collect them.
That's awful.
And the man said, and this is the worst part. He gives you an imagery. He says, I have been collecting them into piles of dead minks so that I can get rid of them safely for the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says, I would invite the people that did this through no penalty to just please come and look at what they have done.
Yeah.
That's a good guy. He's not even mad.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even going to go like, an eye for an eye. I'm going to let out all of their,
whatever.
Probably, you know, they don't have much. I don't know what they'd have.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever they have.
Yeah.
You know,
but no.
But just, you know, just look at the consequence for your decision you've made.
Mm.
This is all I want. That's not bad. That's a nice guy. That's a good man.
Yeah.
Better than me, I'd say. Go collect all that goddamn dead mink you just released on my ecosystem. Yeah, it's every time the wind changes, it smells of death and destruction and dead mink.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
I'd hate
and
to
then
be that would be.
You go into those coat factories that I've been selling these things to, and you apologize to them and tell them they're not going to be able to feed their families because you decided to stop the mink trade over here, and all those people that were trying to buy local just got screwed because they didn't make that deal with China to have all their Chinese minks and you know, an affordable coat cost, and now you just put a bunch of people under there.
I don't know where you're
going. You're losing me on
this.
You gotta
know the mink trade like I do.
I don't think there's a local
mink
market mink trade.
When you buy food, don't you buy like a local egg source?
That's right. Yes. But I
now imagine if I took all of that egg source and ruined it, and now you're like, all right, I gotta go to the store, and then you find out it's so much better and cheaper. You just wrecked that lady's local duck eggs that you can get down over on East Taunton.
But a mink coat is not it's a luxury item. It's
but imagine Conor McGregor showing up.
I know.
And he doesn't have his Gucci mink.
He's the one that's going to be suffering the most.
Conor McGregor's sitting there crying right now because he's got like, oh man, I know. This Gucci mink.
God forbid.
It was so much cheaper because I didn't go local. How am I going to look like I'm a baller if I'm spending like normal people coin on a jacket? That could have been affordable price.
So do you think he outsources it to China?
Oh, he's definitely. He's going through. He's like, all right, where do minks not procreate evenly? All right, that's where I'm going. I'm by them. I would like to go to Detroit. I'm going to Detroit for my mink jacket, and that's where I know there's not a big mink trade. And I'm going to make sure I get my mink jacket from that because that's going to be the most expensive Detroit mink jacket. Anybody can have a mink jacket. You got Detroit mink.
Nicest,
shit. Get me round up the nearest 200 minks in Detroit.
Unfortunately, I think it'd be more feral cats in Detroit or dogs, I think.
That's true. You probably get a nice dog jacket. That's messed up.
That is disturbing.
When I said it out loud, I immediately regretted it.
This is just a weird turn of topic for
this
whole thing.
Besides dead animals.
I love that even on the bottom of your camera, my embarrassed face feels bad about saying that thing out loud. you see the notepad come up in shame.
Shame.
Like, what the hell did I say? We wouldn't even have to touch this one unless I messed up. So we're touching this one. I hope you're ready for it. 1.3 million Ford Explorers are under investigation for poisoning the drivers.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
It's just potential carbon monoxide.
Is it the Ford Explorer?
That's awful.
How the hell do we focus on the nicest, happiest stories? I make a boo-boo, and I read the one story David writes down, and it's about how 1.3 million, not people, because you can have more than one person in a car.
Yeah.
1.3 million cars are poisoning people.
Yeah. What's happening,
David? What in the hell happened to happy, fun news stories?
It looked interesting to me, and I couldn't find any damn news stories.
Vile. I couldn't find any news. I was done.
I found nothing.
We had 7 days to find it. We could have talked about things from our own lives. No, we're just gonna give me the dead. Give me the most. Do you have anything in the millions? Yeah, that. I want millions of
this
people.
This is a dark day today. We're going,
David Bain,
we're going dark.
David Bain right
well,
now.
Well, just don't go on a rant about that's recalled ridiculous. Cars and car. All right, monoxide.
We're going to go to the next happy news story.
Happy
news
exactly.
story, if
yeah.
I could.
Don't just dwell on this.
So in China, a humanitarian
and a
hero
okay.
has been saving kids from in poverty that we can't even comprehend in America. Because in America, if you are homeless, you can still wash up in a public restroom. With water.
Yes.
Imagine not even having that luxury of water.
It's sad. It's crazy.
It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, and imagine the amount of disease and the sadness and having to live through that and knowing that your whole family, your whole circle, your whole life is going to have to revolve around that sadness. Well, one man decided, you know what? I've already made enough money to live for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I've made enough money to live for the rest of my family's lives. I've got my family taken
care
of. He says, you know what I'd like to do? I would like to recreate every awesome Marvel comic book, and I would like to give back by allowing poor kids to train in my facility.
Uh-huh.
They may live in my facility, and this is not his words, but the child's words. The food, they actually have pork and chicken and beef and rice.
That's pretty sweet.
Not dirt.
Yeah. Not the not what is...
Where the guys were surviving on a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
For the month.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's not good. I don't even know how they do it.
I think that's possible.
I'm pretty sure that's a crock of crap. I'm not going to turn to a guy who tells me he ain't eating nothing and say, that's crap.
I don't believe you.
You
show me the receipts.
Liar. No, I'm not going to do that. So this guy has said, I'm going to let them come in. And not only am I going to give them, and as long as all I want them to do is be enthusiastic in their training.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to just give them a life. I'm going to offer them a way to make money so that they can send money back to their actual family back in their village.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And if they don't want to stay here, they can always go back to their orphanage.
So what's his plan?
His plan is he lets them fight mixed martial arts.
And that's where it gets weird. Okay. So basically he set up child fight camp.
He has his own fight club.
Yeah.
Did you not hear
with
any of
kids.
This stuff I just... Can we
with
get a replay button on this? He's taking them and giving them a way to earn money.
Yeah.
Here's your house. Here's the thing. You can stay as long as you want.
And as long as you beat the hell out of each other.
Just infants
kicking
some
ass. If this
was
soccer, would it be okay? Would it be better? He was like, you can play soccer. You can live here as long as you want. And you can
actually,
make money playing soccer.
It probably would not be all right. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So many people on the different boards, on the forum boards, were saying well, if this was baseball in Cuba, everybody would be okay with it. So you ain't hitting nobody with a baseball.
Yeah, you're not whacking each other
with
it.
It's just a sport.
That's the difference. Maybe you get hit by a pitcher. The worst part of baseball is you get put in center field and nobody hits it there and you just stand there and pick daisies.
I'm curious as to what his fight camp will create when it's all said and done. I want to see the results.
I watched some of the videos, and may I just point out that he, again, only takes people that are enthusiastic. And when you have enthusiasm mixed with a goal, and you are fighting literally for your life and for your family, I believe they called it The Contender on NBC.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's The Goddamn Contender on NBC. We have a problem with exploitation, yet we have a show called America Has Got Talent.
The problem
and
is
you may live in a car, and that's a good thing. As long as you throw yourself off a giant building and put yourself in a blowing up car and all this other crap, and as long as you're nice to, what's his name, Howie Mandel or the Gina Carano or whatever the other
is.
I don't know. I'm just making up numbers I remember from yesterday. But all these other things. Now, we would never exploit them. How about we have all the shittiest singers line up, try out for singing, and we're going to have the good ones, and they're going to go on a competition. That's going to be cool. But before that, we're cashing in on all these Fruit Loops that can't sing.
That can't sing.
But if anybody tries to give a child a leg up in the world, he is unfortunately a horrible, terrible monster.
I think there's a big difference between the exploitation of a child and the exploitation of an adult. And that's the line.
Now, what would you call a child?
I would call a child anyone under the age of 17 or 18.
This kid's 14.
Okay.
Now, here's what I offer you.
Yep.
When I was in seventh grade, I loved to fight.
Okay.
When I was in second grade, I loved to box.
So you had an early start.
Yeah. I wasn't the only one. Mm.
True.
And there are kids across America that are black belts at the age of 10 from a McDojo, and we'll talk on that another day, but don't get me started on that. But these McDojos have these karate kids.
Yeah.
Now, they're not offering them food. They're not offering them a way to earn money. They're not offering them anything besides yanking $120 a month from their mommy or daddy. And that's basically
that's
here.
True.
Rank up. It's like a video game.
That
you're
is true.
You're going to go on through life thinking you could whip some ass, and if somebody ever hits something, you're going to be holding some cold peas in your hands because you're going to be hurting.
Some cold peas. Oh, to put on your head.
Just saying, like,
I'm like, what?
That's the thing.
You where be they holding, these vegetables
I don't use for an ice pack. I just use a frozen vegetable. But that's the thing. I think it's very similar. And, you know, I think at least this guy's trying because he don't have to give anybody any food. He don't have to give anybody any water. And he says, do I feel like the criticism will stop me? No.
So he plans to continue
regardless. I plan on being a good guy because I'm doing what I believe is right. That's the Marshall way right there. That guy's like, yeah, look, I don't care. Let these bleeding hearts fight me.
That is a man with conviction.
Let these bleeding hearts fight me, and I will feed them first. And I will clothe them, and I will shelter them. And then they can fight me, but I'll train them.
Crazy.
That's a good guy. I think I don't know. I know it's not popular, but I believe in the guy. I think that's a hell of a nice thing to do.
Could turn out well.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I leave you with this. He started from nothing.
Okay, so he built himself up.
And he's doing what he wished somebody did for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Can you really...
Can I get in on his train? That's all I want to know.
Right, that's right. Imagine
where's the person that's going to come in and adopt 30-year-old me and tell me like...
Too old, you're past 14. You're done. He grabs him like 14.
Who's
going to
come
16.
In and Annie me, put me in the lap of luxury?
Right. Daddy Walbucks. He's basically Daddy Walbucks with like much better fists.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
I don't know. He's got heavier hands. Good for him. I think that's great. I think as long as you're doing something nice for people, that's okay.
That's true.
And as long as it's coming from a place of love,
yeah.
It's not, hey, I'm setting up some fights and I'm going to set up a bunch of fight cards and you're going to have... No, he's just trying to teach.
And
if he was teaching math, we wouldn't have a problem with it.
He's definitely trying to make the next Daredevil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He's definitely working on it. Bruce Lee.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any Bruce Lee movie. Mm-hmm. Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even though that's not a Marvel one, we'll say
that's
DC's
all good.
Acceptable as well sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's... Maybe we're trying to help people. We're trying to get to a station in life where we can make enough money. We can help people out.
It'd be nice.
We get a lot of things we're doing, and that's why we have the documentary team walking around and following us.
Exactly.
Just doing our thing. Yeah, just trying to get over there. That way we can pull some people out of their station and pull them all up to ours, and I think that's going to be nice.
It'd be wonderful.
Working on it. All you have to do, if you want to help people, share this podcast. Share what we
do. That would help us.
That's going to help us, and in turn, we'll be able to help more people. Because we are the Jetpack Superheroes.
There you go.
We are here
trying to
for
make
you.
This an altruistic thing.
We are here for you.
I see you've been talking to Cooley.
I'm talking to Uncle Schneider.
Cooley
right
LLC.
Here.
But
what's
yeah.
his name? Uncle
Schemer.
Yeah,
Uncle
Schemer.
Schemer.
There you go.
Shining Time Station.
We're doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do our thing. Help people out. But no, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Mm. And I think we're just gonna help lots of people right now. I want them to feel good. So I'm just gonna try to make people feel really great right now.
Gonna play us a song.
Here we are. Any minute now.
I'm gonna start stopping people from being afraid of marriage.
Ah.
This is the oldest version of Married Now. You're welcome. Big wet smooches.
Going out. Mwah. Now it's just around some dates. You can stay home. You need half paper plates. You've got your diamonds and you've got your pearls. And I don't gotta lie and say I don't look at other girls. When you need a date, you can count on me. Isn't it great not closing the door when you've got to pee? 'Cause we're married now. You can borrow my credit card. We're married now. Planning holidays will be hard. We're married now. You don't gotta bake. And I can finally tell you your ring is fake. But my love for you is real. And that's all that matters. And you don't gotta pretend to like hockey. And I can spend all day playing Xbox 360. You've come to grips with the fact that you can't sing. And I've come to grips. I can't build a backyard wrestling ring yet. You don't gotta pretend to know how to do the laundry. And I don't got to pretend I'm not afraid of spiders and bees. 'Cause I'm a man and I'm married now. There's no reason to pretend. When you check my phone, you're not looking for my ex-girlfriend. We're married now. You're the only girl for me. 'Cause you walk a little faster when you pass that TV. 100% of marriages stay together when the girl walks faster in front of the TV. And finally, it's okay to drink from the milk carton and then put it away. And now that the wedding went down, well, I can look forward to having you around. But, you know, not all the time. Whoa, 'cause we're married now. Yeah, we're married now, married now, married now. We're married now, I'm the husband that makes me always wrong. And you're the wife, you get the money from the song. Thank you so much to anybody listening for supporting my wife's shopping habits. We'll see you again. Big wet smooches.